This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's something about a diva, the presence, the confidence, the way they shift the air in the room. And from today, Melbourne is about to step inside an exhibition that explores exactly where that power comes from. The brand new Australian Museum of Performing Arts is opening its doors with an international exhibition called Diva, and it's created by London's Victoria and Albert Museum, and it brings together some of the most recognisable performers in history, but also invites us to rethink what the word diva means. Well, joining me is the exhibition's curator, V&A Senior Curator, Kate Bailey. Kate, welcome to Drive.
Oh, hi. Hi, Warren. Good to be here.
When you set out to create an exhibition about divas, what excited you the most in the beginning?
Well, it's such a fascinating word, and I was really keen to explore what was the origin of diva as a term, and how had it come to sort of mean so many things in so many different contexts. So really what I was looking to do was to find a story of the diva across time, from the origins of the word in Latin for goddess, and then see how that had translated into opera and right through to the global megastars. So it became a huge research into the sort of story of the diva and history.
And it's interesting how, we've all adopted our use of the term as well. I mean, I think of Whitney Houston, who we played at the top of the hour as, you know, my number one diva, for example. And then I know people that might sort of in a derogatory way refer to someone as a diva if they're a bit precious. So it's interesting how the word has just changed according to how we want to use it.
That's right. And I think one of the things that I was trying to establish is when and how did it become negative, because its origins were a term of positivity, whether that was as a goddess or whether that was as a distinguished opera singer in the 19th century. So how had it been sort of chipped away that maybe this term that describes these exceptional, otherworldly, talented artists, and then, you know, in what context had that become more negative? Was it about sort of criticism against these sort of powerful, creative artists, sort of challenging the status quo and doing things their way?
Do you think there's a bit of a tall poppy syndrome going on there, perhaps?
Possibly, yeah. I think it's, this exhibition is really about sort of reclaiming it as a positive and celebrating, you know, all that the divas have done. You know, they're trailblazing, they're pushing against the status quo, and actually at the forefront of change very, very often, standing up for rights, kind of pushing the needle. And I think that if you do that and you have this exceptional talent, sometimes that kind of has created sort of a backlash.
From opera to pop to drag, divas have always used costume as a language. What does that language tell us across the exhibitions?
Oh, it's fascinating. So the diva is always like very 360, very sort of aware of image making. And through the exhibition, you see that even in the 19th century singers, where they were like Nellie Melba kind of commissioning their own couture gowns from the Worth fashion house. And you see how they, you know, through time, whether it's Maria Callas or, Lady Gaga or Whitney Houston, the sort of role of the costume to kind of create that identity or persona, whether that's on stage or off stage. I mean, we've got sort of red carpet looks worn by Rihanna, but we've got Elton John's Louis XIV look from his birthday party when he turned 50. So there's just that sense of, you know, being larger than life, the form of spectacle, telling a story, becoming a character, becoming a persona, really, really strong, follows all the way through. And then thinking about that with the relation of celebrity and the sense of technology and how that shifts from photography in the 19th century through to Instagram.
Oh, wow. Now, I'm just thinking, just on the costumes, Whitney Houston's Grammy gown, for example,
yeah.
It invokes emotion, certainly in a lot of people. Is that part of the language, is the emotion that the costume invokes when they see it, particularly now that, Whitney is deceased?
I think you can't help but feeling emotion when you see these iconic artists that you've listened to perhaps through your whole life, and the music has meant something to you, and you are hearing music in the show, and there's something incredibly powerful when you're that intimately across from a gown worn by, you know, one of your idols or icons. So yeah, I think the whole story is emotional because the divas are, it's celebratory, but the divas are each telling their story, and a lot of the stories have been about struggle.
We're chatting with V&A Senior Curator Kate Bailey about Diva and the opening of the new Australian Museum of Performing Arts. Love to hear from you. Who is your favourite diva and why do they top your list? 0427 569 949 is the SMS number. How did you go about, Kate, picking the divas? You know, how did you go about selecting which ones?
Well, I think when you're curating, that's a big task, and actually, it was about finding the story, and what was the story that I was trying to tell, and then to structure it in that way, and then finding the divas that could tell that story, whether it was about telling a story of the diva and reinvention or creativity, or the diva and the sort of liberation of the term and how it's become a more fluid term of all genders, or whether it was a moment where we were looking at a story of a diva and they were acting as voices for change from the civil rights through to anti-apartheid. So it was always about trying to fit the diva to tell the story and to tell a big story through time.
Fans are, we often project ourselves onto divas. What did you observe about the relationship between performer, costume and community?
That's a really good question. I think one of the ideas that comes from the diva right back from that term as Roman goddess is about worship. And, you know, I think that the diva and the public and the private, the diva lives with their fan base. And that relationship is really important. And they speak to us. And I think through the music, through their action, through their voice. And yeah, that's a very, very powerful thing, and bring together communities, whether it's through their social media or whether that's through their music, but it gives us a way of living beyond ourselves and through ourselves.
Kate, you spoke briefly before about, you know, the threat of reinvention and resistance that is in this exhibition. How does Diva explore both the power and also the vulnerability behind the performers at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, in the exhibition, you get a bit of both. And one of the things, I guess, in my research is that whether you're looking at sort of Marilyn Monroe or Elizabeth Taylor or Maria Callas, there is that sort of incredible strength of power and legacy and voice. But there is also the fragility of these public figures that are sort of often scrutinized. I mean, the show itself is a celebration of the voices and a sort of positive reclaiming. But I think when you dig down, you know that there's been moments through the diva's story where it's been challenging.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. On a personal note, who's your favourite diva, or you can't have one?
You know what? It's a bit like choosing your favourite child. You really can't have one. But I do think that, as I've come from the V&A in London, and we have, you know, collections that span the breadth of the exhibition. So even performers like Sarah Bernhardt and some of those early figures are really, really fascinating when you think that they were the trailblazers travelling to Australia from Europe and pushing the boundaries way back then. So I think I find those early figures really fascinating.
Katie, I can't wait to see it. Kate, thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. That was V&A Senior Curator Kate Bailey. Diva opens at the brand new Australian Museum of Performing Arts at Hamer Hall. It runs until April. If you want more details, just head to artscentremelbourne.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.